Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, sir. In the loop right here on a Wednesday in H-Town. Appreciate the fellas of Payne and Pendergast getting us started in a very unique way. They always do that, and I appreciate that to them. Obviously, our guy B. Scott and then our guy Seth. But yeah, let's get going on In the Loop. Figgy, how you feeling, brother? Because you missed yesterday.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Yeah, I told everyone you were really sick this time.
Yeah, I pretty much lost my voice, man.
Yeah, but hang in there.
He's back.
Got to play hurt.
He's gonna hang in there.
What's crazy is I wasn't even trying to take off yesterday.
Yeah,
and I got to throw our boss under the bus. Laura.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're throwing her under the bus here because it seems like she was right. Like, can you be thrown under the bus if you were right?
Yeah,
I was not. But see, I was not trying to take off. I was going to go to urgent care to make sure everything was cool. So it was just allergies.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, don't pull the trigger yet. And then I told her, I'm like, yeah, it's nothing crazy. She like, I already got somebody filling in.
Was this by a text or on the phone?
Text.
Okay, I was about to say, if it was on the phone, she heard you and she was like, no, we're good.
Yeah. We're good. We're straight.
But we appreciate you fighting through it here on another edition In the Loop. It's Wednesday. We'll be giving away in the 12 o'clock hour a gift card, $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour as we continue, I guess, reacting in some ways or getting a better feel of this Texas team after they get a victory in to the Dallas Cowboys on the road on Monday night. And we start, I guess, begin looking towards the Titans game. Back into the division that is, you know, in some ways woeful. But this is a team that presents a particular challenge. We'll get there. But I think we've all gotten to the point with this Texans team where we are no longer looking at them and their competition in the AFC South. You need to get the things done there. But that's almost like a to-do list. That's like your chores at the house, making sure that you handle business. The real aspirations are, what can you do against the AFC, the teams in the AFC, the ones that you are likely to see in the playoffs once you do handle your business against the AFC South. And in order to reach some of the heights that we had hoped and some of the heights that this team themselves had hoped, because I want to make it less about us and about what their expectations were.
Yeah.
they probably need to find a way to become more of the elite team that they have positioned themselves to be.
Yeah, they do. You know, the playoffs are pretty much a given for this team. We know that. So you want to compete, huh? You want to make a run. You want to do something more than just get to a divisional playoff game. You want to actually win it. Well, so it occurred to me today, well, last night, but I put it in there today. Like, what's the path? What's the path for them to be able to be quote unquote elite and be a team that can compete with, we all know the usual suspects, right? You know, Bills, Chiefs and Ravens and all
even,
that.
Even Steelers now have positioned themselves into an interesting place.
Yeah, it's funny you say that.
Okay, is that gonna be a foundational to your argument?
Yeah, you're helping me out here. So ESPN always comes up with the power rankings, which. Take them for what it's worth, but it's something that everybody, whether they admit it or not, they look at, right? So the usual suspects are at the top. I'll go 1 through 5. Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Steelers are the fifth in their power rankings.
And it feels like when you get the Steelers getting to fifth, it's just like, all right, fine. We can't poke holes in this because this is a team with a couple of quarterbacks that are kind of reclamation mm-hmm. projects. And, you know, obviously the defense was very good, but they just pieced together a passing offense and all this. And you looked around and you were like, hey, man, is this really going to keep going on? And through 11 weeks, at some point you have to go, all right, this is real.
It's
going to
keep going on.
It seems like they've gotten to that point where everybody is willing to be like, okay, they're actually good and we're not going to keep fighting. Yeah. In fact, Stephen A. Smith, put whatever value you want to put on it, the Steelers are number 4 on his Stephen A.'s list.
So Stephen A. has them 4, ESPN has them 5, and then the rest of the top 10 are Vikings, Ravens, Packers, Chargers, Commanders. So the Texans aren't in the top 10.
Oh.
They're not in the top 11. Arizona Cardinals are 11th. The Texans right now are 12th. 12th, that's right.
Yeah.
In the ESPN power rankings.
I believe the Athletic has them similar. I was looking at one earlier that has them in 13. Like, they're in that general just above average range.
But then I'm kind of digesting the Texans game. And you know, looking forward, and how do they get there? You know, what's the path to reach that top 5, top 6, and, you know, legitimately have a chance to make some noise in the AFC? I think they're kind of already on it, and we just haven't really noticed it. You know, we've talked about it.
Wait, you think they're on the path to being that team?
In one way, I think they are.
Okay, please explain, because I'm not sure if I
what
quite
team?
See it the same.
The
same.
Texans. The I said
Texans.
On the path. I said not there.
On the path of being what?
Of reaching top 5, top 6, and being a legitimate contender.
I'm interested in hearing your take on this.
You ready?
Please.
What did DeMeco say from the moment he stepped into NRG again as head coach? We want to be a running team. We want to have a great defense. Swarm. That's the path that they're on, man. We all want CJ Stroud lighting everybody up and Nico Collins going deep and all this other stuff. Joe Mixon ranks 8th in the NFL in rushing, and he's played 2 or 3 more games, fewer games than anybody ahead of him.
Correct.
I mean, that is incredible.
It absolutely is.
That's incredible. He averages 4.5 yards a carry. That's a running team. Now he's it. Now he is the running part of the running team,
and
but he's it.
And you begin alluding to my issue with what you're talking about here, where you're not wrong, right? Like, there is a path to being a really good football team. In fact, like, D'Amico Ryans isn't coming in with a new blueprint. All I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. there's really nothing new under the sun. But, like, especially when it comes to this one that you're talking about mm-hmm. for a very good team in the league, it's one of those things that you absolutely see in a lot of these Shanahan systems, but obviously going back to the Niners, right? Mm-hmm. A very good defense, being able to run the football and having an electric player back there. Obviously, of late, it's been Christian McCaffrey for them. And then working off of that, still being able to be effective and dangerous throwing the football. All those elements are there. The problem is you look at the elements and you inspect them closer, and it's kind of like how I felt in some that's a little mean, but this is an extreme example of it, but it's kind of how I felt when I had a homeboy come to me and he was like, yo, I got a friend who just got a whole surround sound speaker system that they giving away for the low, you want it? And I was like, free?
Yeah,
I got the box and I was looking at it and some of these things weren't spelled right on the side of the box. So, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, the system. And I was like, okay, I don't see any, like, logos that I'm familiar with. I don't know what this system is. Opened it up, and I was like, okay, I guess, like, technically this is a surround sound system.
Yeah.
but it is not of the highest quality. And this is what I get to with this Texas team. You look at the running attack, you're like, oh, look at all these yards for Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
But it is individual brilliance, it is a lot of like chunk plays and explosives, but it's not consistent.
But does it matter if he stays healthy?
It does.
I don't think it does.
I think it does, because like, yes, you can get the 100 yards, whatever, but one of the things that we talk about with being a running team, the most devastating parts of that is being able to run when you need to in very specific situations, mm-hmm. right? When you need to put the game away, can you run the ball consistently, successfully, like the 4 yards in a cloud of dust type running? Can you affect your will? They've moved closer towards that, mm-hmm. but that's with the understanding that they were far away previously, and a lot of that has to do with the offensive line.
Sure.
But they're not close enough to being that kind of team where you can just, all right, when we need 4 yards, you know we need 4 yards, here we go, we're going to line it up and do it. Especially when I say that, consistently against teams of the caliber that you're going to be talking about. See, to make yourself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
An elite team.
I think they got a lot closer to that on Monday night. They got a lot closer to that with, like, if Joe Mixon stays healthy, and I know that, you know, that can always be a big if, but if he stays healthy, he is the running team. He's it. Even if take away was a 45-yard touchdown run, he still was popping off some really good runs. But here's where I say it's that they are, you know, we haven't even talked about it. We haven't really noticed it that much. But they're on the path to becoming a team that can threaten, especially if they get another couple of wins against some awful teams coming up. It's the defense, man. Right now, today, going into week 12 of the NFL season, the Texans are fourth in the entire league in turnover differential, third in interceptions, second in takeaways, fourth in total defense, first in completion percentage against, third in yards per attempt against, third in opposing passer rating. That, by any definition, maybe we're just too close, is pretty damn close to elite.
I mean, the defense is clearly very good and getting better when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize I'm being the guy who's like poking holes in.
No, in that's why we want to have this discussion, because like it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, well, how do they get there?
Yeah, but
it's not really gonna. We can't count on we. Okay, let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
We can't count on CJ becoming otherworldly overnight in the last six games. Well, I mean, it would be great, and maybe he's capable of it, but we can't count on it. We can't count just Nico being, the save-all there. But one thing we can count on if he's healthy is Joe Mixon. The other thing we can count on is this defense just, you know, wrecking fools.
But I think that therein lies, I think, one of the issues. And one of the things, what I was trying to acknowledge earlier is that in the salary cap era of the National Football League, weaknesses will happen. Like, that is what the whole salary cap is built for. Like, you're not going to have a perfect team. So when I'm pointing these things out, I'm not doing it to say that if you have any weaknesses, you can't be a great football team, because that'd be asinine. Mm-hmm. That is how this league is built to operate. But what I'm pointing to is that I think you have a lot of things, a lot of different places that are not super stable that you can lean on. You're right. The defense is one you absolutely can lean on. The running game, to some extent. But then, like, again, you can get a whole bunch of yards, but because you have not been incredible throwing the football, and that's a lot of because of the pass protection, right? I don't think that you pass protect at a high enough level to go out and, like, really kill things. And I think also you've frequently put yourself in third and long to a point where you've really required a lot of incredible plays on third down to keep you going.
Sure.
And that's where we get back to the consistency. Like, you're not consistent enough, and so the places where you can be consistent is defense and question mark, right? You could put up yards, but the consistency of putting up yards whenever you need them is something that is suspect with this team. And I don't know that a win against the Cowboys, a Cowboys defense that didn't stop the run well, doing that there was nice to see. I don't know that I've seen it to the extent where I could say that's something that you can lean on. The things that I'm talking about are things that you can lean on to then say that you're an elite team.
But, okay, so I understand. But I think the fact that this defense is so freaking good, and you can, again, when healthy, lean on whether it's 4 or 5 yards at a time, putting a game away, as you were referencing earlier, you know, with 3-4 yard runs in the fourth quarter. One thing you can lean on is Joe Mixon getting 100 yards. You know, Joe Mixon's going to get, and that is a big factor in terms of, like, what they want to be. Are we a running team? And then there's this. They're facing, I'll call it the hot at the right time factor, or the confidence factor. They're coming off just absolutely demolishing an awful team.
Yes.
They've got two more awful teams coming in.
With caveats, I think the Titans game actually presents an interesting challenge.
I'm talking about their offense.
But I hear you. You're right.
Like, the Titans are 25th in offense, 28th in points per game, 29th in passing yards per game. Oh, by the way, how do opposing quarterbacks do in this stadium? Awful.
Yeah, not very well.
Awful.
Not very well.
And now you got Will Levis coming in. So let's say they back up the Cowboys game with two more overwhelming performances defensively against teams that should be overwhelmed by the Texans defense. That's three in a row going into Chiefs and Ravens. I think that's a factor. I think all of a sudden they're humming.
And that's one of the things that, yes, is great about this stretch of playing some of the teams that aren't on that level that we're talking about.
Yeah.
When we talk about, like, real competition and competitors and contenders, right? That's one of the beauties, is that maybe you can build your confidence up, as we've been saying, see the ball go through the hoop, to use a basketball analogy, and get yourself playing better. And then also, I think that's one of the brilliant parts of having a late bye week this season for you, is that you give yourself an opportunity to also rest and recuperate. So it's not just the vibes and the whatever you want to say of the play style, but it's also maybe the energy and the health of your team getting better and ready for that stretch. But still, you're talking about a defense that is an incredibly high level, which you cannot deny, I think. And we'll talk even more about that later in this program. The problem is, are they being complimented? Because I don't know how often you can go to the levels of elite. You can be good, but I don't know that you can go to the levels of elite being one faceted. And I think that the thing that annoys and frustrates me with this Texas team is that they can be really good passing the football.
Mm-hmm.
They can be really good running the football, but those things aren't consistent.
Yeah.
Those aren't. It's one of the things that we were talking about with a coach, right? Sometimes it's better to have a player that you know is consistent, that I can put him in and I know exactly what I'm getting from him.
Yeah.
Because I can bank on that. Mm-hmm. I can game plan for that. When you have a player that I know he's good sometimes, but sometimes he's going to go off on a really bad stretch of play, that makes it a little bit tougher to depend on. And I think that's what we're talking, or at least for me, that's what I'm talking about when it comes to this Texas team. And that's where the frustration has lied. I've been looking for another portion of this team outside of the defense to show me some level of consistency that you can bank on.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you have that, especially when Part of seeing the good play from the run is Joe Mixon making things happen himself. Part of seeing the good play for the pass is Nico Collins making big things happen, not entirely by himself, but largely because due to his play.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
I get it. You laid it out just fine. That sounded kind of pandering. You laid it out well. But what I'm saying is he came in saying running game, defense. No matter how you parse it out, they have a running game and they have a borderline elite defense, and that's with the Titans and then the Jaguars upcoming. You get me to the end of the season against the Chiefs and then the Ravens and then at the Titans with this defense humming with Joe Mixon healthy. No matter how he gets to it, he's going to get to 100 yards, you know, or more. I think this team all of a sudden is on the path. They are on, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're
okay.
There.
Okay.
I'm not Fair saying enough. They're there. I'm saying
I'm not giving you enough credit for that point.
They are on the path to being able to threaten like we all thought, just in a different way.
But do you think this type of play can actually beat the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills, like just that run and defense type thing? Because it's not like we got Trent Dilfer out there where, you know, it's just
no, you're still going to need CJ to make plays.
By the way, with all due disrespect to Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
I want that to be known.
Yeah. Look, man, we still got CJ Stroud, man. I love what Joe Mixon is doing. And, yes, I think you should establish the run. But at some point, we got to see some more flashes from CJ Stroud.
But see, that's kind of the wild card. Like, let's say they're on this path and all of a sudden we're looking, this is a number two defense, whatever, number three defense. They're number four right now. Yeah. Number one, who knows? And you still have CJ Stroud in your back pocket? I like it.
And I hear you from a general sense, but one of the things about it is, again, when we're talking about this, the idea of being elite, that is shown and proven against the better teams in this league. And I think this stretch of games will help you build confidence and maybe operates as an opportunity to work your way closer to that. But the margins get really thin against the likes of the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Steelers and, of course, the Buffalo Bills, who you did beat earlier this season. It's just how often can this Texans team hit their mark and get through those thin margins? I don't have supreme confidence that they're hitting their mark. Do they have the capability? Absolutely. And I think that's what you're talking about with the path. Mm-hmm. But the path is only so good as it's trodden. And I'm not certain that they are like operating in such a way where they're going to hit all the marks to be that. And look, there's still more opportunities to prove that.
Yeah.
But that's going to need to be proven as we are 11 weeks in, and I still have some questions, and I think a lot of people do as well. On the 5-Hour Energy fan line, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans, we got a text in that says, are we sure the Texans have a good defense, or are they just good against bad quarterbacks? We'll examine that more later in the program. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, because we'll have our guy Adam Spillane at 1040, let's get to the question of the day. Who are the most overrated athletes in sports all time? There was an entity that put together the Mount Rushmore of overrated sports athletes. I kind of want to get into that. So let us know. 713-572-4610. Who are the most overrated athletes of all time? We'll discuss it next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.